Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, apparently gray hair might be a sign that your body is trying to eliminate potentially cancerous cells. But it's more than that. When I'm stressed out, my hair grows harder and harder to shave, and it gets even more gray, especially on my face. When I mellow out for a while, the gray hairs disappear by about 80%, and they become softer and easier to cut. As for cancer, the University of Tokyo found that DNA-damaged stem cells are eliminated in mice in hair, which gives you gray hair. So it is true. Up next, CRISPR ends HIV permanently from infected human cells and stops the virus from returning. Looks like finally Africa can take over the world. But you just know that the FDA won't be able to approve this because of all the profits made from existing HIV medication. Plus, how are we supposed to deliver this cure to all the cells in the body? We'd have to rewrite the genetic code of each person. It's going to be interesting seeing doctors trying to block all the breakthroughs in the future. Number 3, is this the final form of every Latina woman? I was really surprised that AOC was able to hold off the Latina weight gain for 5 to 10 years longer than usual. The only one that appears to be immune from all of this is Salma Hayek. There's also a lot to look forward to for AOC because this is what the evolution of the Latina form looks like in 2045. Let's also not forget this happens in Eastern Europe too with the babushka syndrome. Their final form is the shape of a fridge. Moving on, the European Parliament passes a bill for mandatory digital ID. And just look at how happy she looks as she takes your rights away. Remember that first you're going to need to have it just to go to work. Then eventually to travel, shop, have medical care, drive, and you'll need it to go online. The ultra-rich will fly private, get others to shop for them and go overseas for healthcare, or move to a country without restrictions. I'm just so tired of this. Number 5, this is going to be the future once we figure out AI. Companies like Telegram, worth $30 billion but only have 30 employees, and all of them working from home. No office and more importantly, no female-led HR departments to bring in useless DEI hires. The leftoids hate the fact that they've been bypassed, and then men can still change the world from our couch without having to interact with them. I bet that all 30 of those individuals are men. Up next, looks like diversity has finally arrived in Japan. Say it ain't so. Also, it should be mentioned that those seats were designated for the elderly and disabled. There's even an Indian man who became a city councillor in Tokyo in 2019. Unfortunately, probably the first of many. And if they aren't careful, then Tokyo is going to end up looking like Toronto. I think that Indians and boomers are competing with each other to see which group is more hated. Number 7, looks like Canadians won't be able to travel to the UK without electronic travel authorization. It's just a cash grab. They want £16 from Canadians for entering the country. That's really what this is all about. Maybe it's time we come across in a refugee boat to avoid all this trouble. Or better yet, not visit the country entirely. I also won't be surprised if in the future Canadians won't be able to travel to the grocery store without actually paying a carbon credit to Brookfield. Moving on, South Korea is paying people $38,000 to get married. Talk about desperation. You know there'll probably be tons of women out there getting rich by divorcing and then quickly marrying again and doing this scam over and over again. The government is paying this money out as an investment. They want young people to have kids because those are future taxpayers. And they want men paying women's way so the government doesn't have to pay to support elderly women. Number 9, here's Putin's new space age house in Sochi. Looks like he's finally taken his place in history as a James Bond villain. I wonder if there are Russian bears at the base of that structure with laser beams attached to their friggin' foreheads. Unfortunately, I did a little bit of digging and that house is just a conceptual one. Here's a picture of his actual house in Sochi, which is a palace. I prefer the modern house, though. Kinda reminds me of that house on the Rock in Wisconsin. Up next, Mav Street Mav says it's time to permanently pause migration from all third world countries. And wonders if that also includes India. Yes, because India is a third world country, and maybe even the world's first fourth world country. For Indians, their goal is to either leave India or live in a compound within the country. Ironically, they don't want to live in the fourth world hellhole that it is, but when they leave, they always talk about how great India is. If it's so great, then why did you leave? Number 11, here's the difference between the lifestyle of a prison cell in Norway and the room of a crypto millionaire. Both are locked in. The difference is the crypto guy doesn't own anything because it's all invested in Bitcoin. Also, who needs pretty stuff to look at when your eyeballs are locked into that screen? Both are better than the basement dungeon that I'm in, and I guess that I'm a billionaire. Today, the wealthier you get, the lower your quality of life seems to get. Moving on, humans wake up an alien with 50,000 IQ, and the first thing he does when he wakes up is go on a Hulk rampage. Why? Because as creation, the humans won't accept mortality and instead are building robots, and I'm sure his people already went through this with their very own Butlerian Jihad. Then again, maybe it was all the DEI policies in the future that drove him mad. But he was sent to that planet on a mission to end all humans, and he was just completing it. Number 13, speaking of DEI, a judge blocked this woman's deportation, and ICE sent her to Honduras anyway. Looks like Trump and the gang have figured it out. If America is flooded by the third world, the people with all the money will leave to other countries, and take their Western money with them, and America will collapse into a multicultural nightmare. Something tells me that judges are no longer blind in America, and all they see is blue. Up next, here's the difference between African and Japanese fashion. Hey, wait a minute. Corn comes from the Americas, so that's cultural appropriation. That African is being racist. I think that not only would Japanese men choose the Japanese woman, but so would the African men. One thing's for sure, though. You just know that the people on the left didn't build the pyramids regardless of what this museum in Europe tells you. When will the wee wuzzery come to an end? Number 15, former Spicy Content star Lana Rhodes begs for the removal of all her 400-plus videos online to protect her son. Yeah, that's not going to happen, and she just wants attention for saying this. Besides, her complaining about this means that people will be even more likely out of spite to show the videos to her son when he gets older. Women need to understand that when they make content like that, it's out there forever. She should count herself lucky to have found a man to have a son with in the first place. Moving on, I think it's too late for most Canadians to wake up as our country's on fire. It's been flooded with Indians, the debt is exploding along with the cost of living. The boomers on the couch are complacent because they bought their homes for a bucket of pennies and some maple syrup 40 years ago. We are the most cucked nation in the West. But given the choice between shopping at a Costco full of immigrants or one with white, purple-haired liberals, I shop at the one full of immigrants. Technically, so am I. Number 17, looks like Nigeria is going to overtake India as the king of the open defecation rankings. The race is on. First, they compete with each other in scamming, and now they compete with this. Many people don't know this, but Indians share genes with sub-Saharan Africans when they migrated out 50,000 years ago. Maybe that explains all the similarities. Just don't tell Indians that they're originally Africans, or they might lose their minds. Up next, here's a new study confirming that men find women more attractive when they wear less makeup. Yes, it's true, less, but not none. Women will use this as an excuse to not put anything on. I think it's that we like the natural look, and like they aren't wearing any to begin with. But in some ways, it's great if they don't wear any makeup, because then you know when they start aging, and it gives us a warning when to dump them and replace them with a younger model. Number 19, this guy says to never date or marry nurses, teachers, party girls, etc. Unfortunately, this list takes care of 99% of women. So I guess it's a good thing I won't date or marry at all. Nurses are number one on the no-no list because they have the highest rates of cheating. I would also add flight attendants, women that own two phones, models, and especially women with nose rings. Don't forget teachers, cops, and prison guards too. Moving on, young people today think that life before smartphones is boring. What they don't realize is that we had drinking, smoking, and sex. Today, the dopamine you receive from your phone is replacing all three of those things, as well as driving. Young people aren't even getting driver's licenses like they used to. Phones are the reason why the fertility rates in most companies are about to fall below one. Hey, is that Pearl Davis and Sydney Sweeney in the background? Number 21, surrogacy has now been made illegal in Italy. While I don't agree with this, I still think those two grown men should be smoking cigars outside the operating room like Fred Flintstone. Italy is now accelerating their population decline to defend women's monopoly on reproduction. Women would rather not reproduce and watch a species go extinct rather than allowing men to take that power of being able to trap a man with a baby away. That's the real sick thing behind all of this. Up next, there are apparently stories coming out about how Tupac was gay. It makes sense because he was into Jada. Maybe instead of ending him, Sean Combs could have invited Tupac for some baby oil freak-offs, instead of possibly putting a hit out on him. They could have made love and not war. Some people say that rap culture was a CIA joke where they recruited gay actors and then used them to break down black American society from within. What do you guys think? Number 23, national park fees for Canadians are about to triple in America in 2026, from $80 for a pass to $240 for a pass, while they stay the same price for Americans. I was planning a trip to 30 to 40 national parks for next year, and I'm good now because I bought my passes by New Year's 2026. There are too many people in the park, so that's what the US government is doing. gouging foreign tourists, because they know that's going to help tourism. Not. Moving on, do you agree that Indians and Pakistanis are both awful? Yes, and the worst part is when they move to places like Canada, they often bring their conflict here and to other parts of the world. Both countries also have terrible air and water pollution, and their public spaces are filthy and dirty. They are countries that have two separate beliefs, but at the same time, share the same 50,000-year-old African genetics. And now they're replacing us here in the West as well. Number 25 on the last one looks like this grandma misunderstood the term Black Friday. No, I actually think she knows exactly what she's doing. She looks like what Madonna would look like right now if she didn't get all that plastic surgery. At her age, she's probably happy to get anything, so I don't think she cares what day it is. And the guy she's with is happy because she's probably the skinniest white woman he's ever been with. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.